In the evening edition from Starcom Network News, the health minister announces a stay-at-home order for the weekend. Community spread hitting the elderly and the very young hard. 40 youngsters reported by the health minister to be at the isolation facility. 3 COVID directive violators are remanded. The business community calls for some tweaking of the lockdown measures, such as allowing hardware stores to open. The DLP president joins in urging compliance with the protocols. And Jamaica records a record high of daily cases, but the health minister does not think a national lockdown is needed. Good evening with the details. I'm Wendy Burke.
The evening edition from Starcom Network News, brought to you in association with Courtesy Garage, providers of legendary services and home of Hyundai vehicles.
X marks the spot, and your spot is in the driver's seat of the luxurious, comfortable, powerful, and technology-packed Nissan X-Trail. Whether you're a busy professional who needs reliability, a parent who demands safety for your kids, or just someone who likes to explore the outdoors while experiencing the best in comfort and luxury, then the full-sized Nissan X-Trail is for you. Every journey is enjoyable with iPod and Bluetooth audio streaming, while its 6 airbags, electronic brake distribution, and intelligent traction control system make this SUV one of the safest. When it's time to take it off-road, use the dynamic four-wheel drive capability without compromising luxury and comfort. Get behind the wheel and experience the intelligent mobility of the Nissan X-Trail. Give us a call at 431-4100 for more information and book your test drive today. Courtesy Garage. Legendary service. Legendary performance.
Minister of Health and Wellness, Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick, has announced a stay-at-home weekend with travel on the roads outlawed for everyone except essential workers and people involved in specific activities. Speaking during today's COVID-19 briefing, the health minister reported that along with the death of a 9-year-old child on Sunday, 3 elderly people succumbed to the COVID-19 yesterday, taking the death toll to 28. He stressed the urgent need for the public to adhere to the protocols, as he cited the spread of the virus within communities and families, with many young people being affected.
It stresses the need for a sense of personal responsibility, maintenance of safety protocols even among members of the same household, and for people to remain indoors. The ministry also warned that people of all age groups can become infected with COVID-19. Indeed, the recent deaths of middle-aged persons and now this child would be testimony of the threat the viral illness poses to younger people. You may wish to be aware that as of yesterday, there were 40 minors in the isolation facilities in Barbados.
The health minister reported progress in eliminating the backlog of test results following the arrival of testing supplies from Guyana and expected the backlog to be cleared by today. But he's very unhappy with the amount of traffic that is still on the streets during this lockdown and announced stern new measures to deal with it.
The Honorable Attorney General will very shortly be issuing a new directive in which we shall impose a weekend curfew, whereby effective Friday 7 p.m. to Monday 6 a.m., it shall be unlawful for persons not in possession of the appropriate pass or not involved in the vaccination exercise, either as a service provider or recipient of the vaccine, to leave the confines of their homes.
He warns that violators will be arrested and charged.
This ban shall also apply to beaches and public parks. I repeat, it applies also to beaches and public parks. This is a stay-at-home weekend when the Royal Barbados Police Force shall be instructed to apprehend and prosecute all persons violating this order.
Minister of Health and Wellness, Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick. 3 COVID directive violators, including a father and son, have been remanded to Dodds Prison as Barbados authorities show they mean business ahead of the stay-at-home order that will be in effect this weekend. The 3 were among 29 people hauled before the law courts this morning as head of the COVID-19 monitoring unit, Ronald Chapman, warns more people are to be charged.
A number of them went to court. We had three persons with COVID violations who were remanded to Her Majesty's Prison Dock for 28 days, and they will receive their sentencing after those 28 days remand. The others would have pleaded not guilty. They'll be returning to the law court on the 4th of May. One of the guys, his violation was he had his shop open on two times. I think they were 2 days apart or a day apart. And the other two was a father and son who had a lime at their home in the mainland, and they were remanded.
Mr. Chapman stresses the importance of complying with the protocols.
Stay at home, because once you leave home, either the police or members of my unit will notice you, or maybe a neighbor will notice you and they will give us a call and we will act accordingly. It is important that we break the cycle of infection, because if we don't, we are going to be facing another 2 weeks. It is critical that we take a sharp bit of pain now.
Meantime, the business sector continues to feel the pressure of the lockdown. President of the Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Tricia Tanis, suggests the authorities allow some leeway in certain areas, such as the sale of hardware items.
Perhaps hardware stores is one that you may want to take another look at. But additionally, the issue of the shortened hours at supermarkets as well is something that we could probably take another look at too. Because obviously, whenever you shorten the timelines available for access, you do get more bunching and crowding than you would.
President of the Democratic Labour Party, Verla de Pisa, has praised medical professionals, the security services and other frontline workers for their work in fighting the pandemic. In a statement today, she also expressed sympathy to the family of the QEH nursing assistant who died, along with the relatives of the child who passed away. She declared that Barbados has reached a critical juncture and joined in urging compliance with the protocols.
Would families still have their loved ones if the government had listened to the suggestions from BAMP? We will never know. What we do know is that we all must play our part now in sanitizing, wearing our masks, and social distancing so that no more parents, children, doctors, or nurses will have to cry themselves to sleep at night because they have lost a child or a colleague due to COVID-19.
A medical doctor whose viral video appealed for public compliance with the COVID-19 protocols tells Starcom Network News it was inspired by the death of the nursing assistant on Sunday. 31-year-old Kia Lewis, a general practitioner since 2018, says she hopes the public really takes her message seriously.
The message is for Barbadians to have a heart, to understand the struggle, that when you see the numbers and the statistics, there are people working very hard behind the scenes to try to get these numbers down. When you see the numbers and the statistics, these represent actual people's, actual lives, actual families. And so we need to work together. We need to have a heart. We need to all play our part to get this pandemic under control.
In Jamaica, despite reports of hospitals reaching their capacity with COVID-19 cases, Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton is maintaining that the government does not think a national lockdown is needed. The Ministry of Health and Wellness there has reported 468 new cases, which was a record daily high. The St. Kitts and Nevis government says it is finalizing the rollout of its mass COVID-19 vaccination program now that it has received its first batch of vaccines and is expecting more than 21,000 more doses by month end, according to a statement from the government. Prime Minister Dr. Timothy Harris says a plan is in place to vaccinate frontline workers and the rest of the population. The Twin Island Federation receives its first 2,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines last week, and by the end of this month, it is expected to receive an additional 21,600 doses as a result of its participation in the COVID-19 Global Access COVAX facility. And finally, a huge winter storm sweeping across the southern U.S. has killed at least 21 people and left millions without power. There have been widespread blackouts in Texas where the energy grid was overwhelmed by a surge in demand. Millions of people in the state, which rarely experience such low temperatures, have been struggling to cope with the lack of power and frigid conditions. The deaths were attributed to the storm and they've been recorded in Texas, Louisiana, Kentucky, North Carolina, and Missouri. Recapping our top stories in the evening edition, the health minister announces a stay-at-home order for the weekend. Community spread hitting the elderly and the very young hard. 40 youngsters reported by the health minister to be at the isolation facility. 3 COVID directive violators are remanded. The business community calls for some tweaking of the lockdown measures, such as allowing hardware stores to open. The DLP president joins in urging compliance with the protocols, and Jamaica records a record high of daily doses cases, but the health minister doesn't think a national lockdown is needed. That's been the news here on Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group of Companies. I'm Wendy Burke.
Edition brought to you in association with Courtesy Garage, providers of legendary services and home of Hyundai vehicles.